Welcome back, David. This is already incredible, and as you would say from your printout, we aren't even on to the first page. So where are we going from here?
Okay, let's talk about the headline, because you know I do want to catch you something right. I don't want people to think I'm this committed sadist that if I can find one thing wrong, I'm going to beat it to death. It's a great headline.
What's funny is this is the one thing that might be different for those of you who are listening. So hopefully. Hopefully they're all good, but go ahead and talk to us about the one that you're liking so far.
I like that. Now, I know that that's right. The headline, you're testing a few. I'll read it out loud so that if someone has a different headline, at least they'll know what I'm talking about.
Right.
If you want to know how to make money on the Internet using free and nearly free techniques, here's how to do it in just 4 days, 100% guaranteed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's great about that headline?
Tell me.
It embodies everything I was talking about. Now, I am not the keeper of the secrets of headlines. I just happen to know what works. And
okay.
This headline is that kind of headline. Talks doesn't say, hey, if you guys want to know, it says, if you want to know how to make money on the Internet, okay, that's a very clear. So if I'm interested in studying the technical aspects of the Internet, I want to know about Cisco routers and HP Blade servers. This is not for me,
right.
Okay? But if I want to know how to make money on the Internet, it's great. Using free and nearly free techniques. Okay, so I'm probably not, trying to build a business that's going to require a $10 million investment from venture capitalists in Silicon Valley or New York or Austin or Minneapolis or wherever, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm someone who's probably doing this out of my own pocket, so yeah, this is targeting me even more. Here's how to do it in just 4 days. That's good because, it's a very short timeline. Some of the people who come to your seminar will have jobs.
That's
some of them will already have their own non-internet businesses, and getting away for more than 4 days could be a challenge. So that's good. 100% guaranteed. Perfect. It takes the risk out. That's a good headline.
Thank you.
Yep. Now, let's talk about the three quotes under the headline.
Sure.
Okay. I'm just going to give you a little, sort of a proofreader's point. Abel Smallman has his quote in quotation marks.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. But,
Deborah Lindgren and William Sinclair do not.
So I must have been paraphrasing there, I'm saying.
Either that or you were sloppy.
Yes, yes.
Which one?
Neither are good associations, are they?
Yep. So you need to have quotes around that. Okay. But the text of what you wrote, it's excellent, and let me go over why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this event exceeded my expectations by leaps and bounds. I'm rushing home to implement all the money-making ideas I've learned, and that's on top of all the connections I've made, the joint venture possibilities, and the million-dollar ideas generated by new friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what's good about that? What's good about that is every, and I'm quoting here from a great advertising man in the past who I've heard is still alive in New Mexico, a man named James Webb Young, who wrote a book called Diary of an Ad Man. And he said every advertiser has the same problem to be believed. So the statement you've made in your headline, there was only one problem with that, people might not believe it.
Wow.
They might not believe it. I've spent my whole life, I don't know how to do this. How are these guys going to teach me that in 4 days? Well, here is Deborah saying,
mm-hmm.
I just learned it.
Yeah.
I know how to do this now. And then you have basically Abel Smallman's quote reinforces, I knew the seminar would be the bomb, and it over-delivered. I have the greatest seminar ever. It would have taken me literally years to learn what I have here in 4 days. All the speakers were great, and the event was complete content. Now I'm on my way to being financially free. Complete content. That's really important because people who are veterans of these things, or even have been one or two, a lot of people get bitterly disappointed because of what they call a pitch fest, where the speakers get up and they're not giving any valuable business information.
Sure.
And what you're saying, and I know from my speaker's agreement with that little pen and ink gun that you have pointed to my head that I have to deliver content, which, hey, by the way, I think it's good. I'd rather do that. It's even in terms of the business, I know that I always get more business out of talks in the long run and usually in the short run when I deliver solid content.
You know, David, the only other point in the speaker's agreement that has gotten more comment than that is the fact that that content is delivered on time.
I love that. I haven't talked to you about that.
Well,
yeah, there was one speaker whose name I will not mention, but I remember talking to the seminar promoter. I said, I think he has invented a new close. It's called, just shut up and get off the stage already and I'll buy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So to keep all of us on time, I salute you for that.
Well, thank you. So okay, good. So this is the second testimony. And you know, on this point that you were talking about congruence, let's say in the past, for example, in the past, the Internet Marketing Main Event was a 3-day seminar.
Right.
Whereas all of the World Internet Summits have been
right.
4 days. It would have really, if Abel Smallman had been at TIMME and had a 3-day, you know, I can't believe what I learned in 3 days, I might not wanted to have used it because of this point that you're making about congruence earlier.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Well, yeah, it would have been not as good right there. I mean, what you want there is stuff that lines up because but on the other hand, I wouldn't throw something like that away.
Right.
But I might not use it right there.
Because
now ultimately you're also looking for something that, you know, I got more valuable information in 5 minutes from one speaker's speech. That was all I needed to put the finishing touch on my plan. Because, you know, we've heard speakers who've done stuff like that. So,
right.
So it's good. Okay, third one. This is the best way. Oh, this is good, too. I like this one. William Sinclair. This is the best way to learn. Reading e-books and doing courses are okay, but it doesn't really come to life until you learn in this kind of environment. That's really true. I've experienced that as a speaker, as an attendee. Yeah, the networking is unbelievable. Yeah, there's that whole mastermind effect. There's that whole synergy effect, the excitement of having other people around you who are like you, who understand the possibilities of rapid growth and creativity. Good. I got more ideas and information in 4 days than in a year of reading. So this is really good. You have proven your point about 4 days 3 times.
Yes.
And then you've got, well, I know Donna's a lawyer, and you've got your. Actually, I salute you guys for having your disclaimers right there and, you know, putting it in clear language anyone can understand. That's good. You should do that. That also increases your credibility, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. Very
it
good.
Does. It, you know, okay. So then you see from the fusion of the Internet Marketing Main Event and the World Internet Summit, an important announcement from Polly Sable, Tom Waugh, Mike Filsaime, Brett McFaul, and Donna Fox. Okay, that's good. It's not really until after the bold type that you explain with the fusion. I'm worried there's a little fusion confusion possibly
good.
Here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we've already talked about that. Okay, so
you know what's so insightful, and this just goes to show how good your nose is for all of this. See, the fusion idea was a late appendix, a late add to the sales letter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have found, and I'm curious to see if you've found this to be true as well, we lucked out in this copy chat because you were satisfied with the headline. We had something that worked, that fit one of the, in fact, I mean, really, you can tell it's pretty much pulled out of the copywriting templates that you provide people like me with.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, a lot of times I find when I'm looking at somebody's copy that I'll find the headline is buried, you know, 4 or 5 letters, you know, pages down. I'm like, wait a minute, is this true? And they'll go, yes. I'll go, that's your headline. And so since we lucked out with a headline, it worked. But the fusion concept was something where I was looking down the page and I said, ah, here we go. This is the metaphor that can carry us through. I just really should have realized, just like finding the headline in the bottom of the sales letter, I probably needed to introduce that concept a lot sooner.
And there's some kind of geometrical or exponential number that you know, like if you put I don't know, hydrogen and oxygen together, you know, you create water and you create a certain amount of energy, but
right. If
you create fusion of the atoms as opposed to whatever, you get like 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 times more energy.
Right.
So, I mean, if you start out with literally a factual definition, the same kind of thing you might find in Wikipedia,
mm-hmm.
boiled down to sixth grade or first grade level, and explain, and just as, you know, when atoms fuse, the energy explodes, so will your you know, financial energy or your business building accelerator, something mm-hmm. so that it's, again, simple and stated, you know, stating what's going on in the back of your mind
that you
out loud.
Benefit to them. It wasn't really about, oh, look, we got together.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, because I know that you guys weren't thinking, well, it's just cool that we're fusing. What you're really saying is it's a fusion between the best of both seminars, but you never really quite stated that as overtly. And I understand the other side of it, too. You don't want to spend all your time talking about that. You're much more interested, rightly so, in talking about what's good for your reader. So then your challenge as a copywriter is to come up with a tagline a little more detailed than you might find on a poster for a movie, but not much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, dear friends, on September 13, 14, 15, and 16, 2007, San Francisco, you will witness an all-new seminar model, discover the latest and most cutting-edge secrets for creating and running a profitable business on the Internet. That's a good opening line, and the reason it is it expands on the same promise that you made in your headline, and it goes in a little deeper. And here's where it goes in a little deeper. It's an all-new seminar model, and you'll discover the latest and most cutting-edge secrets for creating and running a profitable business on the Internet. Here's the downside. Now you've got another albatross around your neck. Now you've got another thing to prove all throughout your copy.
Okay.
You will meet the world's best experts. People are making money online doing what they teach. You will talk with these experts, ask them questions, get the answers you need about your situation and goals. Good. You will take a seat at the only event in the world that proves to you live on stage how selling online is really done. Now, I happen to know because I was at a World Internet Summit. I think it was a predecessor. I think it was when TED had a different name for it.
Okay.
In Atlanta, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I actually wrote a headline that was tested against another headline.
Mine did
pretty well. And there was a lady who happened to be from San Francisco. I'd never met her before. I haven't seen her since. Who made a ton of money because of a promotion that was launched on the stage there. So I know that's true. I know that, and I've never seen that at System, Big Seminar. Well, I don't need to go through all the seminars I've been to, but I've been to a lot of them. I've never seen that done anywhere else or even attempted. I've never seen it tried and failed. I just haven't seen anyone to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's excellent. You walk away knowing.
Since we're talking about this concept of proof, I mean, obviously proximity is an important thing, and at the same time, you kind of have to grease the chute and kind of be bringing people into the story. Is it okay that we prove this a little bit later, a little bit further down, or do you pretty much need to make a claim and prove it immediately?
Okay, great question. That is a question every copywriter worth his salt wrestles with every paragraph.
Because those really are the two. Those are the two forces, right? The friction of stopping to prove it versus the abrasion of somebody not believing it.
Okay, I can't give you a definitive answer to cover all situations. I can tell you here that the way I would that. Whenever you can, when it's not going to defeat your biggest purpose, which is to, I think, in your case, biggest purpose is to get the people who are interested engaged and get the people who are, it's not right for, the hell off the page.
Right.
Okay? If it's not going to interfere with that, then you want to do it as soon as possible.
Gotcha.
There's a third way to sort of do the best of both worlds. You can say, you will take a seat at the only event in the world that proves to you live on stage how selling is really done. You'll get a behind-the-scenes tour of how to run your business. You could do it like this. You will get a seat at the only event in the world that proves to you live on stage, long dash, and in just a moment, I will prove this to you.
Exactly.
Long dash, on how online selling is really done. So what you're doing is you're making another promise, this time to prove it, and in the unconscious mind or the critical, I'm not sure what part of the mind
uh-huh.
it is, but there's some part of your mind that's saying, oh, yeah, prove it to me.
Right.
So you're saying, I will prove it to you
that's right.
in just a second. That's probably
great
be the best.
That, is, that really buys you time and gives you one of the first opportunities to show that you're a trustworthy person who delivers on your promises.
That's right. Yeah. But don't relax too much
uh-huh.
because it doesn't buy you a lot of time.
Okay.
Just a moment probably means one screenful
okay.
at best. But fortunately, Well, no, I'm using my page down key. 4, 5, 6, 7. It's 8 screenfuls before you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you might say in just a moment or just a few moments or soon or something.
Right.
Or before you're finished with this letter.
Right, sure.
Right? That'll get them to keep reading the letter till they get there. Mm-hmm. And at that point, if they're not interested, it really doesn't matter. They should be. And if they're not, then it's not for them.
Good. Thank you, David.
Okay. So let's see. Now, this I really, really like this paragraph. You'll walk away not only with a business in the box, actual licenses to products you can sell right away, but also the world's most successful millionaire-making business system, Michael Saint's Butterfly Marketing, valued at $14.97. And it really is. People paid that much for it.
Yes.
$1 million worth of people. So, like, maybe, you know, 600,000, 800,000 people pay that much. Plus a VIP ticket to 5 other events. Absolutely free. That's Fusion Power. That's Fusion Power. And here's how. Okay, that's good. That's really good because what you've done is you have put the bonuses in there not as throwaway ideas but as a continuation of your promise.
Yeah, as the theme that you're going to have a business.
That's right.
That works, right. Okay, good.
That's right. So if you don't want to invent your own business, we'll give you one.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's really good. And here's how. You're the beneficiary of the biggest joint venture in the internet marketing world. That's good. And because you do prove it. Now, you don't explain what the Internet Marketing Main Event or World Internet Summit USA is, but you're saying that most, what you told me earlier, and this is where I'm going to sort of refer back to what you said at the very beginning of our talk, that people got here either because they knew one of you five or because they knew one of us, the speakers. And so as a result, there's a good chance that they have some idea what one of those two events are, if not both of them.
Yeah, and may I make a thumbtack point right here as well?
Yeah.
See, this is another thing that I want to, some of the questions that did come in is about the thinking as you're writing copy, and you can even criticize my thinking if you wish.
Uh-huh.
But one of the things I was thinking from the very beginning is that each of these independent events have a loyal following.
I think that's right. That's good thinking.
And so my concern was, how do we make them realize that this is their home? This is where you want to be in September 13th through the 16th in San Francisco, California. This is where you want to be because this is us, even though the name looks different. So that was part of what I was thinking.
Yeah, and that's a tough ball to keep in the air juggling while you're, or those two names being two balls to keep in the air while you're juggling all this other stuff.
Wow.
And you've done a good job with that. You've done a good job with that. So, yeah, your thinking's absolutely right there.
Okay.
So for the first time ever, you won't have a difficult choice between one or the other. And this is good, I think you say a little later, and they always took place in the same,
yes,
you know, same weekend as September.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay, you could be like this mother of three who made 96.
Hey, just before we go to case studies, let me set up a new track on the recording for case studies.
Sure, go ahead.